Hi guys, welcome to the Chase the Red Grape podcast. Our podcast covers a wide range of topics from health, wellness, food, fitness, and everything that life holds in between. We hope that you will join us on gaining both the male and female perspective on a range of topics and issues as we delve into talking about our life and yours and how we can all be healthier, happier people. A life worth living should be easy and fun, and that's exactly what the aim of our game is. This podcast will cover all issues relating to health, but please note that none of the information should be taken as medical advice. Hi everyone! Hope you have had a fab week so far and are kicking ass with 2017. I'm Jen, here with David.
Hello.
To bring you another awesome podcast, hopefully without any tangents. Okay, maybe a few. But we will start with good intentions.
No, I won't.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
I lead you astray once again.
This week we're going to talk about why we all work out. A few episodes ago we spoke about why we did CrossFit, but that was more specific rather than the general. So we want to talk about why folk take the first step into the gym and keep coming back or going out on those runs, whatever your sport may be. What's your motivation? Why do you do it? And are your intentions really in the right place? So we're going to get into that topic in a wee bit, but first let's get our rants and raves going. David, what's your rant?
Choice. Like, when you're in the supermarket, like we did yesterday, you got the whole supermarket, and then you turn around and went, what do you want for dinner? And I go, I don't know. It's too much choice. I don't think our brain...
Oh my God, total, like, I mean, I hate to be that person that does this, but hashtag first world problems,
David. I know. That's what I'm about to say. I don't think our brains are programmed to deal with that.
Yeah.
They're not, because they're still... They still just kind of, I don't know. I was along the line, my logic was to just pick something that I knew I liked and just go with that, rather than trying to go, what do I actually want out of the thousands of choices of things to build?
Thousands of choices.
There is. Like, if you're building something from scratch, there's literally millions of things.
To be fair, you just had to pick which meat you wanted.
Yeah. And that was hard.
Yeah.
But we got there in the end and we made tacos.
We did meet tacos, it was good. Okay, sorry, there is a grasshopper outside of our, outside on our balcony, and he is absolutely riveting to watch. Oh my God, he just fell down the hole. Okay, he's getting himself back up again.
We live on the third floor, he might like plummet to his death.
Yeah, this grasshopper is huge. He's about the size of your entire hand, and he's just crawling about, and oh my gosh. Like,
can I keep him?
No. I'm like, it's one of those things where I'm kind of freaked out by it, but at the same time, I cannot stop watching him.
I'm going to draw the
But
curtains.
Also at the same time, I really just want to, you know, like, poke him with a stick but and then make him go away, because, like, I have this funny feeling that he's going to, like, suddenly get inside and then, like, start attacking.
But then you read a thing
something.
That said they can jump a meter, so...
Yeah, they can jump a meter, and that's without, like, using their ability to fly.
Their ability to fly.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
Hope anyway. Been on Wikipedia about that one.
So, no tangents then today.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about today on the podcast? Grasshoppers.
Yeah. Hashtag Australia.
Yeah, this is what happens when you live in Australia. Oh, yeah. The joys. You don't get anything like that in Britain. Oh, jeez. Oh. Right, okay, David, you're raised.
The size of a vole.
The size of a vole.
It's a very British thing. Everyone in Britain knows how big a vole is, obviously.
Oh, God, that's really not funny.
It is. It's about that big.
Oh, yeah. Okay, rave. What's your rave? It better not be the grasshopper.
The Falcons won. Yay. I was watching the American football NFL today and, well, Sunday morning for here in Australia, which is pretty good. I don't have to get up at stupid o'clock to watch it. And we were against the Seahawks, first playoff game for us this season, and we won. So now there's only one more game and then Super Bowl. Yay.
Yeah, but it's either the Cowboys or the Packers.
Yeah, we can win. We can win.
I like, it's one of those things where I'm not, like, a defeatist person, but at the same time I'm like, crap, it's the Cowboys or the Packers.
Yes, yeah. I didn't enjoy watching about half of the game because it was too close and I kept getting freaked out and like
I think
tense.
The best thing for you, like, whoever we're playing next would be, like, the best thing for you would be not to be able to watch the game. Like, it's on in the middle of the night or something.
Next week it's on at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'd catch the end.
I'm not going to let you get up and watch it.
It'd be Monday morning.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
So I'd be at CrossFit going, ah!
You'd be like, I'm just going to check my phone. David, stop it.
Damn it. But yeah, so that was good. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Cool. Cool beans.
Go Falcon.
So my rant for the week was we finally finished watching The Good Wife. And yeah, so we saw the last episode.
Don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away for anybody who hasn't seen it because it's a really good series. But like, we watched the very last episode. Now, all I had heard was that it completely ties up. There will never, ever be another episode of The Good Wife. This is it. This is the finale. This is it over. This is it finished. So I was like, right, okay, it's going to properly end. It's going to be an ending. Like, just an ending.
Yeah.
You know? But it was not an ending. It left so many things hanging. It left you thinking so many things. And as David knows, one of my pet peeves in life is TV shows and movies that don't have an actual ending. I need an ending. I'm not one of these people that can, oh, well, in your head you can decide this and you can decide. No. I don't want my head to decide. I don't want to have to think about it. I want you to tell me this is how it ends. Even if it's they all die. I don't care. At least it's an ending.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, it was all a dream. Like, even that, like, I just need an ending. So it was a bit frustrating with that. I kind of finished going, huh? Yeah.
And then checking if there was another episode, just in case we'd miscounted.
Yeah, I was like, did we miss something? Is there? So yeah, that's my rant. And my rave this week, if you checked out my Friday Favourites post from last week, you will see that I've been doing some additional yoga at the moment. Nothing fancy. I'm not going to a studio or anything. I'm just doing a 30-day programme online. And it's free and it's on YouTube. And it's with Fightmaster Yoga. Leslie Fightmaster is a really good yoga teacher and she's just running this 30-day challenge online, and you can watch the videos and do it along. And it's really good because it's like yoga. She calls it happiness yoga. So you're doing some yoga moves and it's nothing complex. Don't worry about that. And she's really good for being one of those people that kind of goes, right, okay, if that's where you're at, just do that. If you want to, if you can do a bit more, we'll move on to this move, but if you can't, just stick with that. So it's really good. It can be for everyone.
I did day one with you. That was good.
Yeah, no, it was, and it was really good. And don't worry, like, I'm well behind. Like, what are we, halfway through January now?
15th.
And I'm only on day 5, so I've only done 5.
Well, the thing, it's on YouTube, so you could start whenever, and it'll still be, you could start after it's finished, about it. And then you've got 30 days.
So I did 4 last week, and then one with you the week previous, and it's just really good. And so yeah, it's called happiness yoga, but you've got all the moves that you do, but you also spend some time just reflecting as well. And I think that's really important because it means that I'm, you know, away from my phone, away from screens, away from all media. I'm just sitting there on my mat, and if she's asking me to think about something and stop and reflect on something, then I can do it.
Yeah.
And
skip the bit at the end. I'm not saying that to Jen. I'm saying that to everybody else.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe how many people actually, like, openly admit, oh, I skip Shavasana because...
It's a bit where, if you don't do yoga, it's a bit where you lie down at the end and you just let your body kind of chill out. You've just done quite a lot of stuff. It's like 2 or 3 minutes and it's just...
Yeah, and I think it's the best part. Bit. And it's just where you really get the most benefit from the yoga. So definitely do that. But yeah, I think it's just I'm seeing a real benefit from doing it. So really happy about that. So would encourage everyone to kind of give it a go if you're wanting something that just makes you kind of relax and chill out a bit more, which is always good. We always need that. So let's get on to today's topic. Working out.
Shit, radio voice.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Chase the Red Grape Podcast.
No.
Okay, people are actually switching off now, but
yeah.
The only person still listening is probably my mum.
Hello.
Hello. So
she'll be so pleased with that.
I know. She's like, I got a shout out. So working out, training, moving, exercising, whatever you want to call it, why do you do it? Now, I just want to say, like, right here, right now, we are not judging anyone here. We just want to get you in the right headspace. Mm. Maybe you start with one intention in mind and it develops over time. So maybe you start with, like that old chestnut, oh, I want to lose weight, and then like 6 months into it, you're like, no, you know, I'm not doing it for that anymore. I'm doing it for a different reason. So maybe it changes, or maybe you are still that person who heads to the gym to burn off the dessert you ate last night.
Yeah.
Even in the CrossFit world, we hear that all the time, and it really grinds my gears. It grinds both of our gears. So let's discuss some of the reasons we hear all the time and why using this as your focus ain't good for the mind at all. So I think we should probably start with the old chestnut of the calorie burn. You know, I exercise, we'll just use the term exercise to kind of describe whatever it is, but I exercise to burn off X, Y, or Z. So I exercise to burn off my lunch. I exercise to burn off that meal last night, the wine I drink. I exercise because I take in 1,500 calories and I need to burn off half of that. You know, just that whole concept of burning off the calories.
Well, first of all, from a science head, like it doesn't work. It's not what you put in you need to burn off. Right. If you eat 2,000 calories, it doesn't mean you need to burn off 2,000 calories on a Stairmaster. That's not how it works because, okay, calories are fuel, food is fuel, but your body has to do a crap ton of stuff that has nothing to do with exercise. So you need fuel to just live. Your brain needs it. Your muscles need it. Your organs need it.
I mean, a chunk of your calorie burn in the day is just simply from your resting metabolic rate, which is simply, I am lying on the couch doing
nothing.
Like, literally nothing all day. Yeah. I don't move.
Not even thinking. Yeah. Just
in order
alive.
Just to do that, in order just to let your body function, you need about... you need X amount, you know, you do need quite a lot. It's well over, it obviously it depends on your height and your build and your weight and blah, blah, blah. But you need, it's just over a half, between probably about two-thirds.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of your calorie intake in the day.
Yeah.
It just goes on resting metabolic.
So imagine like, yeah, just like a car ticking over. If you just sat, but at a higher rate, if you just sat with your car engine on, you're going to use fuel. You've not done anything. You're just sitting there. But it's much higher rate of burning the car. So just imagine if you then don't give yourself enough. You know, if you're burning it off at doing whatever, then you're going to struggle. Like, you're not going to have fuel for your, as I said, for your brain, for the muscles to recover. You know, you're going to have, like, foggy head. Like, I always use the car analogy because it's so good. Like, if you were running low on fuel in a car, you wouldn't just keep flattening the accelerator down, going, it's a good thing to burn it.
Yeah.
Because it would just stop.
Yeah, and I think...
And your body does try and tell you that. It says, I need to stop.
Yeah, I think if we... Even if we look at it from the concept of, so, you ate a crap ton of food last night, you had pizza, so what, we all do. And then the next day at the gym, you decide, right, I'm going to go in the gym, I'm going to work really hard because I need to burn that off.
Yeah.
First of all, your body doesn't work like that. It's not going to go, I'm going to use the pizza fuel to burn you off. It doesn't work like that. But if you are, if you are eating less, say, and burning more, so that whole chestnut that you hear in the media of, if you take in burn more calories than you take in.
Yeah, move more, eat less.
Yeah, then you will lose weight. Okay, you may lose weight, but it's not the best thing for your health. Eating less and burning more means that you give your body no recovery.
Yeah.
I mean, after you've worked out, are you recovering your muscles, replacing your glycogen stores properly? Don't think so.
Well, just in case people don't know what that means, like, you're literally to replace your glycogen means your muscles then have stuff to A, rebuild, because that's what you're doing, and just fuel for next time as well. Sorry, I interrupted you there.
I mean, just in the sense of recovery, you know, everybody wants to go to the gym and build muscle, but if you're eating less and burning more, you're not going to build muscle. You know, your body needs those protein stores there, and it needs replacement when you're refueling afterwards to be able to create those muscles. And if you don't have those additional calories to be able to do that, then you're not going to be able to create muscle.
Yeah, and I think that people think if they, in general, the kind of mass logic is if I'm burning stuff off, I'm burning fat off, but it's easier for your body to use your muscle as a fuel source. Mm-hmm. If it's low, it'll use the muscle and it'll leave the fat there, because that's a hard thing to convert to energy.
And then you've got the...
So it uses that as a last resort.
Yeah, and then you've got going down the... I mean, you could...
Sorry, I go totally off this on this because it does my head in.
This could just be a whole topic on its own.
Yeah.
Because then you go down the route of different types of exercise you do depends on what your body's going to use to fuel it. So for some certain exercises, your body's going to use carbohydrates to fuel it. For some certain exercises, your body's going to use fat to fuel it. Some certain types of the day, some different types of people. So you can't decide what your body's going to use as fuel.
Your body's really complicated and you can't trick it.
Yeah. And, you know, let's just go down to this whole concept of, like, you know, if you're working out for the calorie burn and you're taking in less calories than you're burning off, you're going to be left with low energy and no drive for the day. You really are. And you may not feel it the first time, the second time, but a few weeks in, you're going to be tired, you're going to be irritable, you're not going to be a nice person to be around, and you're not going to be happy.
There's a reason that a lot of people, when they do quite severe caloric restriction, are not happy, because their body's freaking out.
And if you add, like, an insane amount of exercise to that, like you just can't cope. I mean, and I know, like, from experience, we've all been there. We've all thought in our heads, you know, oh, I need to, you know, say you're on the treadmill and you're like, oh yeah, you know, it says I've burned 400 calories, that's really good, that was my lunch, and oh, it's just life's too short to exercise for that reason.
Yeah,
really is. But as I said, you know, we could go off in one about
that. I could
and
genuinely rant about this for ages because it does my head in.
And but I know that we've been quite basic there with the kind of examples we've used, and I hope it's kind of made sense.
I think sometimes you need to pull it back to, like,
the basics.
Almost really blunt. To point out.
I mean,
how
I think we could have come at, I could have come at you with a load of stats and figures and facts and things like that, and I didn't want to. So if this to you is sounding a bit fluffy, it's not because we don't know the information to be able to provide you with all the facts and figures. It's literally because I didn't want the podcast to be about that. I didn't want to be giving you facts and figures. I wanted to be giving you information from experience, from my knowledge base, you know, and just keeping it basic, because let's face it, we're all bombarded with so much information every day. I just wanted to keep it basic.
Yeah.
So just in case you're wondering about that, why I didn't, like, go into all the details and why it may sound a bit fluffy, as it
fluffy.
So the next focus for why some folk work out that it's not really great to focus on is the social aspect. I know so many people do workout or exercise for the social aspect, and, you know, it is really important. Like, I'll put my hand up and say that's a big chunk of why I do CrossFit, is to be able to see people in the morning. You know, I'm working at home by myself all day. Unless I take myself to the library, I'm not going to see anybody. So I do love the fact that I can go up in the morning and see people at CrossFit. It's, for some, it's the only time they see people, and
like, you see a friend, you know, like a running club or whatever.
And don't get us wrong, we're not saying that's a bad thing. It just shouldn't be the main reason why you exercise. If you go down to the detail of why people do it for the social aspect, I think, you know, you have a lot of people who need to feel connected. They like the fact that they're welcomed in.
Yeah.
by people. They feel desired, like, oh, so-and-so wants me to be there.
Yeah, and it's the kind of, you know, potentially the praise, you know, you might get if you do PR or whatever, you know, you do something well, you're being told, oh, well done, and that's a nice thing. That is a good thing, you know?
But I think the social aspect's really good.
Yeah, I mean, that is important.
You know, that is really important. And that can be, you know, part of a healthy mindset when it comes to exercising. But where it goes beyond and where it goes into that not so healthy mindset is where you do it because you feel others depend on you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be dragging yourself to the gym when, you know, you're really tired or you've been up late or you're feeling really stressed out, but you feel you have to go because so-and-so needs you there or so-and-so depends on you there, or, oh, well, you know, I know that my coach really wants to see me.
Yeah.
But you know deep down you shouldn't be there. You know deep down you should be, like, I've seen people, like, go to CrossFit and they're really sick and, oh, well, so-and-so, so I said to so-and-so that I was going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you're sick.
Yeah, you need to just look after yourself. And yeah, it's a tough one because it's not quite as, like, black or white as the previous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is that, it's great to have a social aspect. I mean, it probably means keeps you more motivated if you're not doing it all by yourself and that kind of thing. But it's just one of those, be aware of if it starts to blur into that different mindset of, rather than just, oh, cool, I get to see, you know, so-and-so, it's, I'm going because
I have to.
Or, you know, even just down to, I said I would to so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Because even there, it's getting a bit dodgy. It's like, well, hang on a minute, you're deciding your entire mindset based on something that you've told somebody else.
Yeah.
You could just as easily turn around to them and go, do you know what? I've had a really crazy day at work. I'm just not feeling it today. And they're probably not going to think the worst of you.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be like, oh man, yeah.
Are you okay?
You know, yeah, no, don't worry about it. You know, whatever.
You probably find half the time, like, your friend would just be like, well, should we just go for a coffee instead?
Yeah.
Catch up over coffee rather than going to the gym.
We'll just go for a walk around the park rather than, like, going for a run or whatever.
I think the next point that we have really ties in well with the social aspect, and that's good old FOMO, fear of missing out. This is huge at CrossFit.
Yeah.
So many people will go and do WODs because they have a fear of missing out. Like, so many people actually, like, they won't have been able to work out and they'll comment going, yeah, FOMO.
It's actually like a tag on Facebook.
And, you know, as I said, this ties into the social aspect. You know, we've all looked at the board and we've all gone, oh, I wish I could do that WOD,
yeah,
or, oh, I wish I could do that. But when it comes to the point where you feel like, you know, you aren't yourself, or you feel like your day is ruined because you didn't manage to go and do that workout because you had a business meeting, or it was just the I mean, for example, we do CrossFit on certain days. We do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and we always have Wednesdays off.
Yeah.
And sometimes I look at Wednesday and I go, oh, thank God I'm not doing that. Sometimes I look at Wednesday and I go, oh, that would have been really good because we're doing, like, deadlifts and I haven't done deadlifts in ages, or X, Y, Z. But, like, I don't think to myself, I don't have this fear of missing out. I don't have this, like, pine inside me that goes, oh, no, because I'm not there.
You kind of look at it in the morning and then you're kind of like, ah, dang it, oh, well. Where at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not still going, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah, and I think what I really wanted to get over at this point was that don't go to the gym or don't go and do your thing, whatever your exercise may be, because you have a fear of missing out, because you feel you will be left out of some kind of social setting because you're not there.
Yeah, and that's why it ties to the social. You know,
it's become like missing a party.
Yeah.
Or missing,
because half of it isn't. Half of it isn't that you're, like, where you get it a little bit is
oh damn, I really like, you know, like you say, deadlifts. Ah, dang it, I would have enjoyed that particular workout. But where it gets dodgy is it's, oh, I'm now going to miss out doing that with those people.
Mm-hmm.
And having that shared experience of, and normally the people that, when people get like the FOMO, is when it's actually something like really tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, I would have enjoyed that because it would have been fun. It's, oh, I feel like I'm missing out because it would have been horrible, but I would have been doing it with those people and we would have all kind of suffered together.
Yeah, or
is that weird?
People, I've seen people use FOMO like as a comment on a really hard workout because they almost feel that guilt within themselves that they didn't do that really hard workout.
Yeah.
But it's okay because I put FOMO. So I would have wanted to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and...
And this is we're not trying to pick out people that we know. It's just in general, that's like CrossFit.
Yeah, I mean, like that's the thing. Like
here, UK, everywhere.
I'm on lots of different like media channels when it comes to CrossFit and other different sports.
Different friends and
different sports as well and people doing different things. And, you know, it's all... You know, you can do that FOMO type thing when people are like, ah, no, I had to work all day today, but it was a dry day and I should have been out, I should have been running. You know, I really have that fear of missing out on that run because it was a dry day. And
it was the perfect day.
Yeah. So, I mean, the big thing with FOMO is please remember that your body needs time to rest and restore. You're not missing out, you're gaining.
Yeah.
Sometimes by not doing the workout, you are gaining. You are providing your body with what it needs.
Yeah, because it needs that time. It does need the time. You can't just go flat out all the time.
Yeah.
Because again, you'll just burn out.
Burn out. So the final one that I want to discuss is pressure. So it's really poor for your mindset to be working out because of pressure. So pressure to perform, pressure to be that athlete that people think that you are.
Mm. It's very stressful.
The pressure that people put on you, you shouldn't feel tired, you shouldn't feel drained, you should be full of energy, you should be ready to go at 5 o'clock in the morning. Just that whole you should be this way.
If you start anything with I should, I always think that's a bit of a flag. If you start a sentence going, I should do this,
mm-hmm.
then just have a quick check of what you're actually saying. Now, sometimes it's, oh yeah, I should really like clean the kitchen. And sometimes it's just stuff you don't want to do.
Well, like, I think but, like, if we go back to the whole kind of exercise thing, you know, there is a difference. I mean, we're not talking about people who are like struggling to get into doing some form of movement or exercise,
yeah.
and they know they should, but they have that thing inside their head that goes, ah, no, I just want to sit and watch Netflix, but I should go out and go for a walk.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, we're not talking about these people. We're talking about the people who are like, oh, I should train 5 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I should. And you just put this immense pressure on yourself. And when you're starting to feel those aches and pains, you tell yourself, no, 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 no. You put the pressure on yourself. No, I shouldn't feel that way. I shouldn't feel that way. I should be fine. I should go to the ward this morning. I should go and do the workout. I should go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, I've had to work 2 hours extra at work, but I should go. And it's so much pressure.
And I think also it's. I mean, a lot of these things kind of mix up, but and mix together is, you know, it's also that pressure of comparing yourself to others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I used to be really bad at this when I first started kind of getting it, you know, I'd figured it out a little bit. And, you know, there's people at the gym when you kind of, oh, I'm similar to them or similar, you know, whatever. And then they, you know, pull out, you know, some crazy lift or whatever. And you're like, oh, but I should be able to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tempting to, first of all, kick yourself because you're like, well, why couldn't I do that? Blah, blah, blah. There's a million reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the stars aligned for them and they didn't for you because you had a rubbish night's sleep.
Yeah.
Because the grasshopper outside was give me a jib, you know, whatever. But it's that pressure again of just like you kind of belittling yourself.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't do it because somebody else did something.
I mean, your own personal ego is the worst. You know, your ego can tell you that you should be able to do anything. You know, it can put so much pressure on your shoulders. Pressure that nobody else, if you're honest with yourself, nobody else is putting that pressure on you to train 5-6 days a week. It's just yourself.
Yeah.
But your ego tells you that you are that athlete. You're that person. You're that one who's up at like crazy o'clock, you know, doing those workouts, or, you know, you're the one, everybody knows you as that person, and, you know, you build this ego up, and it's just, it's just crazy.
It just, it all comes back to you're just going to burn out both your body and your mind.
Yeah.
Because it's just so stressful. There's enough stress in the world, you know, that you don't need to adding all this on as well. Like, you're already doing a good thing by, like we said, going and moving in whatever your thing is. That you're already winning.
Yeah, and exercise is a stress on the body, no matter how slow you're doing it, you know. So don't add stress from the mind. You know, you should be relaxing while exercising. It should be your time out. You know, your break, even if you're doing like high intensity exercise, you know, you shouldn't have your mind like bullying you at the same time and putting this insane pressure on your shoulders to do it too.
Yeah. And I know it might sound like we're a bit like, I don't know, like, oh, well, we never stress about anything, you know, we have it totally under control. But as we've tried to say, you know, there's elements that some of these things that we've had thoughts of in the past or sometimes still do.
Oh my God.
So we're not saying that we're like, oh, come on, it's so easy, like, we can do it.
I'll put my hand up. Like, how many times have I gone to CrossFit, David, when I shouldn't have? I've been sick.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have gone.
Jen's really bad for kind of admitting that, like, she's sick.
Sometimes, like, I'm the one that really needs to take my own advice. So don't go into this. I mean, David's turned around to me and went, oh, I didn't manage that PR today. I should have got it because I know I should. And so-and-so managed to get it. And he's about the same level as me and he didn't get it.
Or he did get it.
Or he did get it and I didn't. And that's not fair. And it's like, well, you know, as you said,
you have to catch yourself.
So we're not saying that we don't do this. We're not saying that we are God's gift to exercise mindset. We're just trying to have a discussion with you and trying to.
And sometimes that's what I'll say to you. Like, I'll be saying something to you, and sometimes I go, it's not that I'm telling you off for this because I'm telling myself it just as much as I'm telling you it. You know, it's just a thought that I'm having. So that's why we thought we would bring it to you.
Yeah. And finally, let's discuss the main reason we should all move and groove. So this is why we should do it, and that's health. One word, health. The main asset we all have is our health. Being healthy now and ensuring our health for the future. Working out leads to all kinds of symptoms that improve your health. Better digestion, strength, cardio capacity, mental clarity, and I could go on and on with that. So why do folk never put this at the top of their reason list? I kind of have a feeling it might be because they perceive it to be too fluffy. Is it because it cannot be ego-driven? Like, doing something for your health can't be seen as tripping your ego, you know?
Yeah.
Next time you work out, why not put your reason as being health? I do this for my health. I do not go to extremes for my health. I do not let the ego monster come out for my health. I keep good form always for my health. And then just see how your attitude changes. Focusing on my health as the reason has helped me realise that a training session with heavy lifting is equally as vital in my life as a walk, where I detense, take in my surroundings and reflect.
Yeah.
They're both, to me, as equal in value. Now I'll have my days where, you know, as I was saying before, you know, the ego monster might come in or, you know, I do something for the wrong reason. But then I just have to stop, reflect and go, I got to view this as what is the best for my health.
And as always, if it does happen, you can maybe look back on it at the end of the day, go, right, whoops, maybe that wasn't ideal, but I'll learn from that. You know, where did I go wrong? Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that in the future and focus on the good stuff. Focus on, as you say, the health of doing it. I think the issue is that health is just too long-term. People can't see it. You know, it's like the podcast we did about the goals. You know, it's just, it's too big. You know, so it's hard for people to just go, I'm doing this for my health. But as you say, it's supposed to be the reason you do it in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that, it is simply that change in attitude of why you're doing something. And, you know, if you just constantly, whenever you're in a dilemma or a discussion with yourself about working out, if you just say to yourself, what is best for my health?
Yeah.
And then just take it from there. Like, tomorrow morning at, you know, 5 o'clock when we get up, you know, I'll say to myself, you know, what's best for my health today? If I've had a good night's sleep, it's getting up and going to CrossFit and training.
Yep.
And, you know, starting my day off with some training, and all's good. But if I've had a really, really bad night's sleep, what is best for my health is not going to CrossFit.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of viewing it that way, you know.
And even within that, you know,
I'm just going to say, sorry to interrupt, and giving yourself permission. Giving yourself permission to say no. You know, you've been stuck in the office for another couple of hours after work. You know, you could technically make that class that you, you know, the last class of the day, that last spinning class, you could technically make it, but you feel exhausted. Give yourself permission to put your health first and not go.
Yeah.
And take some time out to reflect and relax.
Yeah. And what I was going to say is, you know, if you did end up, like say for us, for CrossFit, there's times when we'll go and I might not feel 100%, but it is nice to move in the morning. You know, we've got it as part of our routine. So I'll just, they'll be right, okay, well, my main focus for today might not be the intensity today, like going at it absolutely, you know, as hard as possible. Maybe today I'm going to try and focus on trying to, some kind of technique element. Or, you know, I know for me, it sounds really stupid, but my breathing's not great when it gets hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to focus on that today. Okay, I might be slower. I might do it less, you know, not as heavy. But you know what? I still got to the end. Nobody thinks I'm a bad person.
Yeah, sometimes what's best for your health is just showing up.
Yeah.
It's just being there and it's moving. You know, what's best for your health isn't putting that pressure on yourself to do something RX or PR or like perform or run like 5 miles. You know, sometimes it's just showing up and either doing your best or just doing what you feel is right for you right now.
Like I said to you, I've said to you a few times, some days it's not a competition day. Some days it's just Tuesday.
Yeah. Just Tuesday. And we will end on that. thanks for listening to this episode, guys. If you have any comments or questions, please email us or check out the website, chasetheredgrape.com. We would love to know what your take is on this matter. Check out Chase the Red Grape on all social media channels. And if you have time, please leave us a review. So we will see you all next week for more chat and discussion. Cool beans. Bye for now.
See ya.
Bye. We're off to see the grasshopper, by the way, who seems to have fallen down a hole.
No, he's there.
He's there. He's still there. I wonder next week if he'll still be there. Oh my God, if he's still there. What if he disappears and he it's because he's come inside?
Well, what if he's still there and it's just because he's dead?
Oh, and then we would go and have to pick him out.
Poke, poke, poke him with a stick.
Oh, jeez. Right, okay.
No tangents.
Okay, guys. Bye from David, myself, and the grasshopper. See ya.
See ya.